All right. Let's move on to item 10. If there's nothing further on that, which is to consider and take possible action to adopt Board of Retirement Resolution 2024-1 with benefit modifications, including to increase the salary ranges by 6% for all unrepresented classifications effective April 1, 2024, with the exception of the Chief Executive Officer. This is an action item. Is there a second?
Aye.
All right, there's a motion and a second.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
This item requires, before a motion, it requires, the Brown Act requires basically just a repetition of what the changes to salary are with respect to the deputy CEO, which is the one executive position whose salary will be impacted by this.
Right. So I was about to read that. So I after the motion was brought and seconded. So is this an appropriate time?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Let me make sure I'm reading the right statement as required.
Either one works.
There we go. In compliance with Government Code Section 54953, subsection C3, the board hereby provides an oral report as follows. The recommendation is for a 6% increase in the salary range, which impacts the salary range for the Deputy Chief Executive Officer, but excluding the Chief Executive Officer. All right. With that having been said and the motion having been made and seconded, are we in any further questions on this, or are we ready to vote? Looks like we are. Let me adjust my playlist here. All right. On the motion, Chabotarev.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Mirzwa.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Wong.
Aye.
And Kwan.
Aye.
All right. That carries 9-0. Thank you.